later on. So I just tell you, the curse of the death is the ultimate result of the disobedient. The curse of the death is the ultimate result of the disobedient. So the word of the disobedient is very, very important. Disobedient carry on from the Adam even until now. The disobedient carry from the Adam until now. Because of the obedience of Jesus, everyone can be saved. Because of the disobedience of Adam, everyone have to be died. So it is disobedience is a rebellion of man against God. That rebellion caused the death and God called this is sin. This is sin. Because of the rebellion inside of the God is called sin. The rebellion causing human mankind death. So in the James chapter 1, verse 15. Let's take a look at James chapter 1, verse 15. He said, then after desire has conceived, that desire is a evil desire. And that desire has conceived, and it gives birth to the sin. And sin, when it is full grown, it gives birth to death. Usually sin referred to Jesus usually refer to sin is only single word is sin. It rarely to say S-I-N-S. It's always say S-I-N-S. Always say S-I-N. Because the Jesus come to the world to save us, to restore us back to the Adam stage. So Adam disobedient and causing us to die. In the Romans chapter 5 verse 12, they say, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, death through sin, and in this way death came to all people. Disobedience of one man, it opened the floodgate of all sin. And at verse 19, chapter 5, verse 19, he says, just as through the disobedience of one man, the many were made sinner, see also through the obedience of one man, many will be made righteousness. On the chapter 5, verse 19, saying, as through the disobedience of one man, many were made sinner, disobedient. So what happened is, I give you the illustration. This is the Adam, and inside the Adam, he is in the garden, there's so many trees around him, he can eat all the fruit in the tree around him. And God will say, this is the tree, God say, this is the tree, do not touch, do not eat, and then this is the dead. God, do you know what happened? That, I thought, in the first place, I thought that is created by Satan. Actually, that is not created by Satan. That is created by God. But God introduced that to Adam and tell Adam, hey, Adam, you have what you need. That should be good enough. You have 99% of the tree. You can eat it. Only 1% of the tree, I ask you, do not touch. When you touch that tree, the dead is good. But the dead is dead, it's not activating. The time you touch the tree, the dead will activate, will kill you. So that's why in the Bible say, that is through a man. Let me explain to you. And then you will understand why we're saying that. Okay. On the chapter, Romans chapter 5, verse 12, Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, the sin entered the world through one man. Actually, the sin is not coming from the man. The sin is not coming from the man. The sin is coming from the act of the man. Because the Adam, the act of the man, he act to become disobedient. When he disobedient, God say, hey, when you disobedient, God say, look at the people disobedient, God called, this is sin. When this is sin, the death will activate. When the death activate, it will kill Adam. Okay? So in order for us not to be able to activate the death, we have to have carry no sin. Okay? Because that introduced that, God introduced that and said, that you are that man. You're just supposed to be watching. Make sure nobody disobey my word. Nobody disobey my command. When anyone disobey my command, that will alight and then that will kill. When it kill Adam. When we kill Adam, first of all, when we kill Adam, the worst thing of killing the death is three level. There are three level of death. The first is the spirit, God's spirit leaving, leaving the human being. The second death is this is the God pleasant is not there. The third death is our spirit leaving our body. Okay? There's a three level of death. God is concerned the first level and the second level. God is the most concerned. Okay? When Adam sinned, go against God, you say, because God's word is faithful. When he say, you are going to die, God will be make sure that will activate to kill Adam. God will make sure, will activate to kill Adam. So when Adam killed, first, remember in Genesis, when Adam disobeyed God, they say, God say, okay, Adam, I leave you. God's spirit leave Adam. And then secondly, and then God's spirit say, Adam, you cannot enter the Eden. Okay? No more presence of God. That's it. So Adam, actually, at that time, Adam, at the very day, the day he committed the disobedience, he dead already in sight of God. But what happened to his body? Actually, Adam, he's a dead man, living. Dead man living. So don't you know that dead man can live too? So what happened, Adam, in chapter 5, mentioned Adam starting to give birth. And in chapter 5, when they give birth, and the Bible describes Adam's children is look alike him. But Adam is dead already. So dead people produce kids, and the kid look like the father. The father is dead, so the kid is dead. Right? So it doesn't matter whether you're wearing the Under Armour, wearing the LV bag, you're a dead man inside of God. Okay? So what happened is there are two levels of death. When Adam commits sin, the first level of that is God's spirit, leaving Adam's spirit. This is first level. God is very concerned. That is very concerned. The second death is the presence of God is gone. He cannot live in the garden anymore. He kicked out of the garden. And the third death is he physical. How long does Adam live to until? 930 years. He still lived until 930 years. Okay? But inside of God, he's a dead man. Okay? And then that's why, and why is God have to, kill Adam? Why? Does anyone give me the answer why God have to kill Adam? Because God is holy. What do you mean by holy? It means holy. When God says something, he mean it. When he says something, he won't do other stuff. When he do some others, when he say it, he will do it. When he do it, he will make sure you fulfill. So remember God saying, Adam, do not touch, do not eat the tree do not eat the fruit of the tree. When the time you eat it, you will surely die. When God say surely die, it means God say, I guarantee you will die. I will guarantee you will die. I will also personal guarantee and make sure that I create originally is not supposed to be kill anyone. It's supposed to be just watching. So when you touch the tree, I will guarantee, I will make sure that death will alive, will activate, will kill you. Because that is, God is holy. The holy is whatever he say, he will fulfill. And whatever he speak, he will fulfill. God is sovereign. Sovereign is until he speak. When God sovereign until he speak, what's that mean? When God speak, he has to fulfill. When he have to fulfill, but how he fulfilling? He using his word as a regulator. He say, make sure that I will fulfill. Let us take a look at the Psalm 89. Verse 35. He said, "For once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, and I will not lie to David." When God sworn to himself, he said, you are surely dying. I will make sure that the death will be activated. Do you know what happens when the death is activated? It means in the normal stage, death is supposed to be dead. When the death is activated, it means that it's not in a normal state. When only time that is not in a normal state is because people sin. People disobey God's command. That's why. So, and then why God have to kill Adam? Bear in mind, not God tried to kill Adam. God never have any intention to kill Adam. Adam, he choose to be killed by death. Adam choose to be killed by death because do you know what happened on the trees? 90% of the tree, he said, God say, that is what you need. That is enough. But do not try to activate what you want. Need and want are different. So when you try to, you have what you need already, 99. I am only asking you for 1%. That is what you want. Don't ever conceal your desire. When you conceal your desire, the sin will give birth. When the sin gives birth, it will activate the death. Okay, so the death alone is not the sin. The source of the sin is coming from disobedience. The source of the sin coming from disobedience. The cause of the sin is death. Without sin, we won't die. Without the disobedience, we won't have sin. Does it make sense? Okay. That's why you have to explain to your friends, to your colleagues, because this is, seems to be very easy, but actually it's not easy. And then second thing, why God have to fulfill His word? Because He say that you will surely die, because God is faithful to His word. Psalm chapter 89, verse 34. He say, I will not violate my covenant and alter what my lips have altered. And then Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 to 12. Can you guys read it? The law. Chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11. The word of the Lord come to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branch of an almond tree, I replied. The Lord said to him, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. God speak to Adam. The time you touch the tree, you are surely dying. Psalm 105, chapter 8. Let's read it. Psalm 105, chapter 8. 105, chapter 8. Let's read it together. He remembered his covenant forever, his promise he made for a thousand generations. God, to make sure man will die because he is faithful. God is faithful to himself, to his word. The third thing is God must keep his word. Psalm 89, verse 37. God must keep his word. He say, it will be established forever like the moon and a faithful witness in the sky. And then Psalm chapter 33, verse 11. He say, but the plan of the Lord stand firm forever, the purpose of his heart through all generations. And fourthly, God cannot lie. So he will have to make sure death will do his job to kill Adam. And Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, God cannot lie. Things have to fulfill. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. He say, for truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. That is the favor of God. So that's why I'm saying God is sovereign until he speaks. Because none of us will become the counselor to God. God is sovereign. Sovereign means you don't have to give me any advice. I can determine. I can make any decision. But when God starts speaking, the sovereign of God becomes stubborn. It will cease. Why it cease? Because his word become regulator to God. Hey, God, you already say that. You already say Adam will die. I'm going to be watching you to see how Adam going to die, okay? So that's why God himself, the word who regulated himself to make sure that is happened. And then not only that, because God promised Adam, you are surely dying. So because of God's promise, he has to fulfill his promise. Let's take a look at the Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 and 11. Could Moses read it for me? Thank you. So that's because when God promise, it will fulfill. People like to have a God promise. God, you promised me, you give me a blessing, but he didn't realize on the other side of the promise, the curse God given. If God promised, I will give you a curse, and then God will fulfill the curse he was giving you. So in order for us to be saved, not to disobey God. Because in the Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, and this is the last defense of us not to going to hell. Because in Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, they say, because of Adam disobeyed God, they say, well, actually, do you know what happened? Adam, the body is supposed to be immortality in the first place. Supposed to be immortality. But because of his sin, his body become mortal body. Okay? So, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, the time he disobeyed, and God say, okay, from your immortality body, now because of your disobedience, I'm gonna curse you, your body will become mortal body. Why you become mortal body? Because you're coming from the earth, so in that case, I want your body going back to the earth. Because you're coming from the earth, I want your body going back to the earth. Do you know that is the last death we have to protect? And when that death is gone, when the spirit leaving your body and your body going back to the earth, and then if you is not still in Christ, do you know what happened? You'll go to eternal fire. So what happened? That's why God tried to save us. The time we're still living, actually we're dying inside of God. Two level, you remember we have three levels of death? First, what's the first level of death? God's spirit, living man's spirit. That's the first level. The day we disobedient. And then the second level of death is we're leaving the presence of God. So God kicked out Adam to the Eden. The third level of death is our spirit leaving our body. That is the last defense we have, or your friend have, in order to save your friends. Okay? That is the last defense your friend has in order to be able to save him. So, let's take a look. Take a look at the Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Let's take a look at it. She said, Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who is a pattern of the one to come. Do you know exactly what is that really mean? That word is fully loaded. I'm telling you, this is fully loaded. Nevertheless, that reigned from the time of Adam. What's that mean by that reign? It means that have control. The time from the Adam, that is controlling human being. He is a judge. When he found out you sin, God give death a right to kill you. God give death a right to kill you. Because that's what God say, right? So where is the sin coming from? Because of the sin, they cause the death, right? So you say, what they exactly saying is, the sin is already there from a time of Adam to the time of Moses. So it's nothing to do with the law. Right? Does it make sense? Nothing to do with the law. Is the law, bear in mind, the spirit of the law, what is the spirit of the law? The spirit of the law is telling you to be good. The spirit of the law is telling you, reviewing your inside. What kind of darkness do you have inside? That's the spirit of the law. Okay? Before the spirit of the law coming in to reviewing your darkness of your inside of your heart, the sin is already there. What is sin? It's in the God's sight, sin is disobedient. Disobedience is there already. Because of the disobedience, causing disobedience is the man, is the act of the man causing disobedience. Because the act of the man causing disobedience, and then God say, this is sin. When you are sin, God say, okay, death, you activate. You can kill him. Okay? And the verse 9, and then verse, okay, verse 17. Take a look at verse 17. For it's by the trespass of one man that have the control already. That have the control already. And how much more will more receive God's abundant provision of grace of the gift of righteousness? Because of the Jesus Christ obedient, Adam disobedient, causing death. Jesus Christ become obedient and then causing and give us the righteousness. Okay? Because of this. That's why we're seeing so many graveyards on earth, because there's so many people dead already. But a lot of people, they die without Christ. And some people, they figure out, well, I'm dying without Christ, I go to hell, that's no big deal. Yeah, that's no big deal. When I come to a judgment in front of God, that's no big deal. Yeah, that's no big deal. When you go on the eternal death, that's no big deal. Okay, that's no big deal. But he didn't realize the hell they go to is an eternal fire. And then just to make sure that, just tell him, the eternal fire is not going to burning you up. The eternal fire is not going to burn you up. Because we are spirit. Do you know spirit cannot die? Only body can die. The spirit cannot die. So the person without Christ, the last defense he has, if he cannot be able to accept Jesus, he'll go to eternal fire. The eternal fire is not going to be burning him up. Do you know why? Do you remember the law we have right now? People, the law allowing people to commit suicide. Right? Why people want to commit suicide? Because they're suffering. They're suffering to the point they say, well, that's it. I can't suffer anymore. But that kind of suffering on earth compared to eternal fire is nothing. He thought, I'm dying, commit suicide legally, and then I thought, I'm finished. No, you're not finished. Your body is finished, but your spirit is not finished. That's the scary thing. That's why God is very concerned about the first level of death and the second level of death, because you have no spirit. You have no spirit of God, you're a dead man. You're a dead man. So, how do we deal with the death? Because sin, in order for God to be able to deal with the sin, he had to deal with the death. When God deal with the death, he gave a solution. The time of Adam commit to sin, and it's chapter 3. Let's take a look at chapter 3. The time he commit the sin, and then God provide the solution to mankind. Right in the same chapter, he provide the solution. Chapter 3, verse 15. How he provides the solution to the mankind. In the same chapter, Adam 4. So can you guys read it? Okay, speak louder. Read it. That is the time when Adam fell, and God provided a solution. And then God talked to Satan. Satan, I tell you something. He said, I will put enmity between you and the woman,
And between your offspring and her, he will crush her head and you will strike his heel. Let's take a look at the heel and the head. In Hebrew and Greek, the heel, it means core of life. In the Old Testament, why are they using that one? In the Old Testament, the midwife, when a lady give birth and the midwife come in and then take the baby out, do you know what first thing what they do? They pick up 2 feet, little 2 feet, right, from a baby, there's the heel. When you pick up the heel, when the baby respond, it means he has a life. That's how they determine. When the baby not respond, it means they have no life. The baby dead. So he say, I will strike your Satan will strike his heel, will strike his heel. Heel is like a heel, like a tendons. Ligament, right? Ligament is very important. When people slide your ligament, has anyone experienced any ligament broken at all? When you've broken your ligament, you're not going to fix it. You cannot walk for a whole life. When the people slide your ligament, the tendons, and then you cannot walk. Because the tendon is the one to supporting your whole body. So they say, Satan, when you strike Jesus to death, Jesus say, I will crush your head. Head is mean, Satan, head is your authority. Because you are the one to make sure that death will come. Okay, I will go to hell to get your key to crush your head, crush your authority. So from then on, when the time I die, I go to hell, pick up the key. On where did they say on the Revelation chapter 1 verse 18? And pick up the key, and then Jesus gather all the authority. When you gather all the authority, and that is in the control of Jesus. Okay? That is in the control of Jesus. Because of that, God provided a solution to the mankind. That's why in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55 to 57. Let's take a look. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55 to 57. See, because of the Jesus died, he hold the key. Let's go back to the Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. I'm leaving because I'm the leaving one. I was dead because when Jesus had to die, I will explain to you why Jesus had to die. I was dead, and behold, I live forever and ever. I hold the key of death and Hades. Because when Jesus go to hell, go to the Hades, and the people figure, wow, why Jesus? Why are you here? You have no sin. Only people with sin they go to hell. You have no sin. That's why Jesus, you're not qualified to go to hell. You have to go back. You have to resurrect. So Jesus took the key out, and he got the key from Satan. He said, Satan, from now on, it's not your one calling for short. Who is supposed to die? It's the one I'm calling for short. You, who is supposed to die? Because whoever in Christ, God saved us two levels of death already, right? The first level of death is supposed to be a Holy Spirit living. When we believe in Jesus, our Holy Spirit coming back to us, right? When we believe in Jesus, the second level of death, the presence of God we have already because the Holy Spirit speaking to us, right? And the third level of death, we are going to be dying anyway, but it's not up to us to die, up to God, because God who holding the key of death. He said, God say, okay, now from now on, you return, after you return, you miss all the assignment you're supposed to do on earth. Because you are controlled by Satan, so he doesn't know the assignment I have for you. So now you become accepting me as a personal savior. Now I give you a new assignment. From now on, after you return, after you repent, I want you to do exactly what I want you to do, what you're supposed to be born to do. Okay? And after you finish, and God say, okay, you finished the assignment I gave you. Now I want you to die. And then God tell death, death, I want you to go to get him. Go to get him. Because the death is very important. Without death, we cannot resurrect. Resurrection only be able to resurrect the dead thing, the dead people, right? If you are alive, why you need resurrection? So Jesus have to die. Without Jesus dying, Jesus still carry the mortality body. Jesus have to die. When he died, he resurrect. After he resurrect, what kind of body he has? Immortality. And then we'll talk about that First Corinthians. Okay? That's why resurrection is very important. Because we have to die. Die, death is good for us. Without death, we cannot get the immortality body. Okay? When we get the immortality body, what we getting? What we getting? We going back to the Adam stage before he sin. Right? Before Adam sin, he got Holy Spirit with Adam, and he is in the God pleasant, right? And the third one, he never die. He won't die, actually, Adam. He's not supposed to die. So that's why Jesus had to come to restore three levels of death for us, so we won't die anymore. Okay? So in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 55, chapter 15, 55, he say, that's why Paul, he proclaimed, where all death is a victory. So the death, they doesn't have any victory on us already. Okay, the no more victory. That, all death is a stain. The stain of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. Okay, and then 57, he say, but thanks to be to God, he gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, he resurrected. That's why he overcome the death. So death cannot control us anymore. It's not up to him to decide that when are we going to die. Because we have no sin. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. So he cannot accuse us. Because Jesus died for us, only died once. That's it. Why Jesus have to only die once? Because when he die, resurrect, he become immortality body. Immortality body cannot die. That's why he have to die once. Okay? So going to hell is a stupid choice for the people. Going to hell is a stupid choice for the people. So because of the death, Jesus have to die for us in order to substitute for us. Okay, let's take a look at the Romans chapter 8, verse 3. Romans chapter 8, verse 3. Romans chapter 8, verse 3. For what the law was powerless to do in what it was weakness by the sinful nature. Because the law is not asking you. The law is powerless, cannot help you to be able to obey God because of your sinful nature. Your sinful nature cannot do it. So the law is helpless. Okay? God did send his own son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering and so he can condemn sin in a sinful man. Do you know what they're talking about? Seeing the law cannot help us to be able to obey God's command because of the sinful nature we have. What sinful nature do we have? Disobedience. We still carry the disobedience from Adam to until now because of the disobedience of the sinful nature. That's why we cannot comply with the law. Since we cannot comply with the law, God says, if that's the case, I have to come to the world, become a human being, because the spirit doesn't provide blood Spirit doesn't have a blood. So that's why God said, you have to become to the woman. When I come to the woman, become a flesh. And when I become a flesh, I can provide the blood. When I have to provide the blood, and I can save the human being. God is sinless. Do you know what happened? Do you know what I found out? When God and Jesus, Virgin Mary conceived God, the time he conceived God, do you know what happened? He's not using Joseph's sperm, he's not using Virgin Mary eggs, is by the Holy Spirit. Do you know what happened for the blood of Jesus at that time? Is disconnect from his mother. The cord he has, the cord of the baby. Do you know what's the purpose of the cord from the of the baby? Is only getting the nutrition from the mother. The blood of the mother and the blood of the baby, they cannot mix. When they mix, the blood of Jesus is contaminated. We cannot call blood of Jesus a holy blood. Even right now, all the baby right now in the mother womb, the blood cannot mix it with the mother. The time they mix it, they will either one will get killed. Okay? So that's why Jesus have to be coming to the woman with the holy blood without any contamination. And then, because he has no sin, he say, sin, he has no sin. He has to get all the sin from a man. So when the death see the Jesus with the sin, so that he has the right to kill Jesus. He said, Jesus, you carry all the sin, but turn out the sin Jesus carry is not belong to him. Belong to who? Belong to us. So sin belong to us. So Jesus, he has no sin. He has no sin. The formula of God is that when you have sin, you will die. But because you have no sin, so you're not qualified to die. Not because he is God. Because he is Jesus, he has no sin. That's why you're not qualified to die. You have to resurrect. You have to get up. Because you have no sin. Because the reason you die, you carry the sin for us. Okay? So the death killed the sin is not killing Jesus' sin. Is curing the sin of us. So far, so good? I know you guys just way over the head, right? Is it way over your head? Because this is very, very simple explanation. Very, very simple explanation. Okay? First of all, before time finishes, let me conclude, okay? God created death. The death is dead. It's not supposed to activate. The only time they activate because of the sin we have. Okay? Very important. In order to protect us, we do not commit sin. When you commit sin, God is faithful. God cannot say, because of the mercy of my mercy, can ignore the righteousness. No. Mercy cannot ignore the righteousness. Okay, mercy cannot ignore righteousness. When you're seeing it, God say, I'm going to deal with it. So because God is faithful, he's not lying, so the sin we commit, the death have the right to kill us. So in order for Jesus to save us, so Jesus have to taste of the death, right? In Hebrew, Jesus say, I taste of the death. After he tastes, how did Jesus taste of the death? Jesus, remember when the time Jesus died on the cross? What did Jesus say? Father, Father, why are you forsaking me? The Holy Spirit leaving Jesus. Remember when before Jesus died, he prayed and God did not answer his prayer. He prayed three times. Right? Because the presence of God is left. He did not answer. He takes the second. The third one, he say, oh, I'm going to give my spirit to my father. He died. So he takes three levels of death. Exactly what we're tasting. Because of the he tasting three levels of death, that's why he is qualified to save us. Okay? Does it make sense? I know you guys, it's just way over your head. You don't understand. I understand so much. I'm the one in blessing. In order for you to understand, you have to read it. If you don't read it, and I never, because I never be able to put everything together. Never be able to put the sin and the death and God and the resurrection. Resurrection is very important. Because Jesus have to die. Without dying, he cannot resurrect. Because we never resurrect the death thing. Have to resurrect. We cannot resurrect the living thing. We have to resurrect the death thing. So that is good for us. Without that, we cannot exchange immortality. Okay? That's why God tell Adam, I don't want you going back to the Eden. Because when you go back to Eden, you pick up the tree, the tree of life, and then you will live forever. But when you live forever, you carry your own sin to live forever. I want you to die so you can get an immortality body, sinless body. Okay? Okay, let's do a word of prayer. I lost my voice, and you guys still out of the, still out of the garden. Okay. Our Heavenly Father, we know the Genesis chapter 2 is very, very important because of the disobedience of Adam. Without the disobedience, he has an evil desire. He has what he needs, but it's still not good enough. He like to have what he wants. Because of his what he wants become disobedient, and inside of God, this is sin. So thank you, Jesus, willing to die for us from heaven, become the flesh body with the blood, with the holy blood, to die on the cross, to restore us back to the Adam stage. We ask God to continuously to help us to keep our salvation until we see you. Because we know the second coming of Jesus is bring the salvation back. Our body, mortal body, will change it, become immortality. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.